This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
6:06 on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for being with us. It is Good Morning NoCo. We are presented by Air Solutions, and I am Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey is my co-host. It's set, Brian. We know who the Denver Nuggets are going to be taking on in the first round of the playoffs.
What hell of a game.
Yeah, things probably look very differently if Zion doesn't go down in that game. If Zion doesn't get hurt in that game.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, a Lakers fan that works here that I did not know about.
I didn't know that either.
Was texting me like midway through the second quarter, saying we coming for y'all, and like,
no way.
Oh yeah. And then he texts me. So I didn't follow the game very closely last night, Lakers and Pelicans. I can tell you everything that happened in the Rockies game, though, am I right? I hate myself.
5-0.
Yeah, I know. I hate myself. Nothing. I get it, Brian. I hate it.
You have a problem.
Yeah. I switched from baseball over to my video game baseball.
That was probably less painful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. A lot of home runs hit by me in that one. Had to go take some frustrations out. But nonetheless, the Denver Nuggets will be playing the Los Angeles Lakers Saturday night. It's a 6:30 tip-off Saturday night in Denver as they beat the New Orleans Pelicans 110-106. And I love it. Let's get the playoffs started with a bang.
You wanted this matchup with the Lakers.
I did.
Right away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's get it going.
It's been advantageous for the Nuggets over the last couple of years, but the Lakers carry such a history with them that it always sticks in the back of your mind when you see those jerseys run onto a court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's just so much history there, but the Nuggets are in the process of making history. Yeah, let's get it started. I can't wait for Saturday. Can't wait for this series to begin, and I do feel good about the Nuggets in this.
Well, I do too. And you know, we'll get into it a little bit later on, but I mean, is this a sweep again? Is this five games?
Oh,
where are we at?
Going there, man.
I mean, they swept them last year, and Darvin Ham, the coach of the Lakers, is saying that, you know, that they've got revenge on their mind, and they're
sure they
excited
do.
For this, and they're everything like that. Yeah. Oh, what does Malone say? You know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it. I think that's where we're at as Nuggets fans at this point. I don't think there's anyone out there that truly puts fear into me as a Nuggets fan. There's nobody that puts genuine fear of. I can't even think of a way that the Nuggets could lose to that.
Is there any team that is more pleasurable to beat than the Lakers?
No, hell no. There's
not. I mean, there is no. You can look at all throughout the NBA. Who would you enjoy beating more than anybody? And I would have to say it's the Lakers.
It's got to be the Lakers. It's got to be Golden State would have been up there, but they didn't even get in. Yeah, there's going to be a serious rebuild there, I would imagine, going into this offseason in Golden State as they get bounced by Sacramento last night, 118-94. So now let's see how it all sets up. I mean, the last year, of course, what was the narrative, Brian, that, oh, it was an easy trip to the finals it was a fluke of a year. They got bailed out, you know, with all these different.
They beat all the teams walking there. That argument holds absolutely no water.
Yeah, and it was because of the seeding of some of these. But this year, I mean, you're going to have a chance to take on the Lakers. Then you're going to have either the Mavericks or Clippers, I believe, right? No, the other way around. Thank you, Angel. The Suns or the Timberwolves, who have you'll have the 3-6 there. So we'll see what happens. I love kind of how it shapes up now. You're going to get a chance to either go through, you know, obviously you're going to have to go through the Lakers, then you're going to get a chance to either go through the Suns or the Timberwolves, and then whoever's coming up on that, you know, if it is OKC, if it is Dallas, if it is Los Angeles, who the hell knows? But West, you're going to have a, you're going to, the critics aren't going to be able to chirp this year.
No, the West is packed. The West is powerful.
It is.
You know, it really is. I mean, you saw Boston ran away with the East. The West just, I mean, down to the end with three teams fighting for that top seed, all within the same division going into the final game. This sets up to be a great playoff. Eastern Conference tonight, that's where you have two teams with losing records playing each other. Try to get the play in, but that's the way it seems to always work out. The East has a couple of teams that are sub 500 right there trying to get in, and then you've got that dominant force in Boston. I don't know that anyone can compete with them in the East.
I don't think so either. And I'm not sure anybody can compete with them in the West outside of the Denver Nuggets. We said this at the All-Star break. We said this after that epic game in January. It was January 19th was the game between Boston and Denver Boston. We were texting during that. I remember sitting there having a beverage, watching that game, and I'm like, this is what NBA fans deserve. I mean, two titans to clash in the NBA Finals. Now, let's not put the cart ahead of the horse, because I do believe in some of those little jinxes and things like that. I get a little scared with some of that stuff. So let's take care of business against the Lakers, and let's just keep this thing rolling. But Brady's shirt is officially non-washable now.
Yes, he had a black Joker shirt that he wore, at least it was black by the end of the playoffs, that he wore and would not wash. He wore it for each game night, and by the end of the finals, he was getting pretty funky.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, did he wash it after the championship?
He did.
Is this still a championship juice on it?
That's a hell of a question.
Because I would think if you rode that thing all the way through and you won the finals in it, why would you wash off that finals dust?
That's a really good question. We're going to have to ask him that.
Is he just diving into a year old?
Oh. Ew.
Yeah. Ew. The sacrifices he makes for the Denver Nuggets.
That's right.
And I don't think people realize.
I don't think they do either. But we'll get confirmation on that.
Okay.
We'll get confirmation on that. We've got a very fun show. If you didn't see our post last night about what's on Good Morning NoCo this morning on Facebook, here's what it is. 7:35, Robin Varlman will join us. We'll get a look at the cattle market, see if that thing's leveling off just a little bit. Robin Varlman with Livestock Exchange down in Brush. 8:05, we'll have Ann Hutchison on from the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce. She is the CEO of the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce. We are excited to be a part of the Fort Collins Chamber, and we'll be looking forward to see what's going on with the chamber with Ann Hutchison at 8:05. Brian, thanks so much for setting that up.
Absolutely.
And 9:05, country music star Chris Jansen will be joining the program. He will be performing the Union Colony Civic Center Friday night, I believe. Correct, Brian?
Yes.
And we're going to have a couple of tickets to give away to this bad boy as well after the interview. So I'm looking forward to that. I was refreshing on some of his music on my way in this morning.
So many great songs.
I didn't realize how many good ones that he had.
Oh, Drunk Girl is such a, man, you hear the title and then you listen to the words. It ain't what you're thinking.
No, it's not.
That is a powerful tune.
It's not. He definitely has some of those just mindless, put a beer in your hand and listen to him as well.
Yeah.
What is it? Fix a boat or buy a boat?
Buy a boat,
right?
Fix a drink.
Fix a drink. Yeah,
buy
that's right.
Buy a boat is one of his hits. Fix a drink is another one of
and
his hits.
And sometimes you buy a boat and then you fix a drink. So
the two go hand in hand.
Yes.
They really do.
Excited to get a chance to talk with Chris. I know you've had the privilege before to do that, Brian.
Yeah.
And he's of course been at the Stampede a number of times. And I know my family's a big fan. So really looking forward to that interview at 9:05 with Chris Jansen this morning. It's going to be a fun one, Brian.
Yeah, it is. I'm kind of all over the board today. We'll touch a lot of different things and a lot of genres and topics, but that's Good Morning NoCo for you right there. But it is going to be a lot of fun. You know what I discovered last night?
What'd you discover?
One of the most difficult things in the world to do is to voice text somebody. And you know I get lazy and I do that because I type really slow. to try to voice text somebody while you have the TV on. Because the amount of times I have gone to send it, and then in the middle of it, I think Margie did it. You know, and that was happening. I was trying to text you back last night when you were saying, hey, are you responding to my wife?
She didn't know that you and Brady had access to the Good Morning NoCo page. So my wife was trying to subtly tell me that she wants to watch The Notebook. And she asked if she could request what movie we reviewed.
She buttered up the show really nicely.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, no, we only try and review newer ones that come out. And she said, no, you reviewed that one with Brad Pitt, Legends of the Fall. I said, well, that was a listener request. She said, well, I'm a listener, and I want The Notebook. And Brian responded with the wrong answer.
No, you definitely... Have you not seen
that?
Oh,
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it a billion times with her. I don't know. It's like... I don't know.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny because I thought... Does she think I can't see who this is from?
No, she knew.
Okay, all
she
right.
She knew. She just, as soon as she sent it to, she came out of the other room and just stared at me. And I'm like, what? And then she kind of just looked at her phone, and I got the message alert right about then. I'm like, you are a moron. But I did start watching Dumb Money last night, which will be our movie review for Friday. Dumb Money, and... I hate you for your pick, Brian, on a couple of different levels. Number one, we went to play it, and I had to upgrade my Netflix package to get the one without ads, which Jenna just sits there and goes, all of my plans are coming together.
She's wanted that.
Yes, so she's done picketing now. So
I'm glad the strike is over.
Then the chant changed to, no more ads. We got the real Netflix. No more ads. We got the real Netflix. So we'll be diving into that review on Friday. So lots to dive into today. One thing that I've had my attention on, Brian, and it's something we haven't heard a lot of lately. Is the DEFCON level. But the DEFCON level, which is rates the nuclear war likelihood, 5 being the most minimal chances, 1 being the most severe, it is trending up with the war in Iran and Israel. It is trending up with Iran's nuclear power, and we are, some have us sitting at a DEFCON 4, some have us at a DEFCON 3 at this point. So what is happening in the Middle East is very confusing. I know we haven't spent a ton of time on that this week, but it is something where it's got a lot of people's attention right now, and the wars in the Middle East are starting to get the attention of all of these different countries and trying desperately to find a way of de-escalation, and that's what we can all hope and pray for. So if you are the praying type, pray for the de-escalation in the Middle East, because the last thing that we want to do and see is to send our boys back over there. To have to straighten this stuff out, and it is a little unnerving seeing this right now with what's going on, and it seems like as soon as Israel starts to win one war, they get a hit from another side. So that is going on right now as well. We'll spend a little bit of time on that throughout the course of the morning as well.
Can that even be moderately surprising that it's the danger is going up? I don't know.
I don't
that's
think
a shocker
so.
To anyone, where
but the DEFCON level doesn't move very often, unless it is something with a nuclear powerhouse or somebody with nuclear weapons that doesn't have the greatest relationship with outside countries starts to act a little unhinged, and that's what we're seeing right now with all of the turmoil that is happening over there. So no, it's nothing to be greatly concerned about right now, but it is something worth noting when you see that DEFCON level start to change. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a little unnerving, because I haven't lived through a lot of times where we've had these major wars. I mean, of course, the war in the Middle East was a war that I lived through, and even then, the DEFCON level didn't change a whole lot.
It's not something I've followed to see where it's been historically.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to hear more what you have to say about
that. Yeah. Well, we'll dive into that. So like Brian said earlier, a wide range of topics that we're going to be diving into today.
I just snapped my neck just during the opening here.
That's what we do here, man. There's a little bit of everything that's going to be coming your way throughout the course of the morning. And, of course, what has been on your mind? What has been thoughts that you've had? As a texter said yesterday, a place to provide your intrusive thoughts is our J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. That is 888-530-0043. Or you can call us on the Clearwater Products Hotline, 970-353-1310. 6:21 the time already here on a Wednesday morning. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. You can hear us on 103.1 FM, 1310 AM, 1310KFK.com, or say, "Hey Siri, play KFKA Radio." 6:21 the time. We'll be back with our Happy Life Gardens poll question next. It's 6:26 here on a Wednesday morning. Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's hump day, 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 hump day. I like hump day. Makes me a happy boy. Oompa, 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 oompa. Yeah, I even led you into it that time.
I'm so proud. I never have followed that song.
I got to be the man and lead on that one.
That was great.
Nice little tango we had going on.
I didn't know where you were going because I thought when you paused for the day of the week that you weren't sure what it was.
I am well aware of what day it is today. And if you're not, we'll have what day is it coming up in just a couple of segments.
You're on fire this morning.
It's crazy when I get at least 6 hours of sleep, man. I'm feeling good. I'm excited about this Happy Life Gardens poll question today as well. Happy Life Gardens open now over in Evans. Get a lot of people going with the Zeroscape type of landscape now. They've got the rocks that you need for the lesser of the maintenance type of landscaping. So if you want to put rocks in, you want to haul rocks in, go with that Zeroscaping. They can help you with that. Or if you're sticking with the lawn and you need fertilizer, you need the weed killer, whatever you need, they've got it at Happy Life Gardens. Of course, when you're ready to plant, they've got those seeds for you as well over at Happy Life Gardens. We appreciate Eddie and Melissa. Today, our poll question, well, we're talking Greeley Stampede. What is the best concert you've ever seen at the Greeley Stampede? Now, one of our guests who are going to join us at 9:05 in Chris Jansen played the Greeley Stampede back in 2016, and it's one that I know has just kind of locked in my family's mind. I don't believe I got to attend in 2016, and so I want to know from you guys, what's the best one that you've ever seen out there? Now, there's two that come to mind instantly for me. Number one, 1A, 1B. 1B for me would be Darius Rucker, who I saw perform. It started raining. I thought they were going to cancel the concert or postpone the concert about halfway through. Darius stayed out there. I don't know. He went off the stage real quick, and then all of a sudden they changed the lens on the lights up top, and in the rain they put on the purple lighting that came down on Darius, and he performed Purple Rain right in the Greeley Stampede at Island of Grove, and it was phenomenal. The second one, probably 1A for me, was Kip Moore. Kip Moore tore down the house with his performance at the Greeley Stampede. It was one where it was the 4th of July. They had the fireworks that they were trying to get off. They had, and I'm sure Kevin McFarlane and the rest of the Stampede crew probably don't enjoy this one as much because they were trying to get him to wrap up a little bit. And Kip came out and said, "They're trying to get me to be done early. F them. We're going to party. I want to hear from you." He's like, "What is going on? I can hear the people in the back more than I can hear these people up here. I thought we were here to party, man." And he did it in a way where it wasn't like he was drunk or anything like that. He just was ready to have a hell of a time, and he brought that. So 1A for me, Kip Moore at the Greeley Stampede. 1B would be Darius Rucker, primarily just for the Purple Rain performance that he did.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yeah, there's been some good ones, man. I mean, you go back to Toby Keith and his performance, where he was as messed up as everybody else there was, and when he did American Soldier, and it was just everything, man. But there's been so many good ones.
There certainly has. I mean, I can go back to so many fantastic Chris Ledoux performances.
Yeah,
and he would hit the stage there. But for me, there's I've got some twos, but I have only one.
Really?
All right. The twos are Blake Shelton.
Ooh.
Blake, I loved it because he was having so much fun. It was when he had the song Some Beach, where there's the line, I flipped him the bird, and, you know, in traffic. And there were the interpreters for sign language who were there. And I was friends with them, and he asked them before, what do you do when I say flip the bird? They said, we flip off the crowd. He goes, that is so cool. And then he pointed it out during the show and stuff. So that, and honestly, Tracy Lawrence, it was years ago, it was him and Josh Grayson. And I'll never forget
I remember because, Josh Grayson for some reason.
Because we were trying to figure out why in the hell Josh Grayson was headlining. Which everyone else, including the acts, were trying to figure the same thing out. But it was because Josh was young and hot coming off of American Idol or whatever. So they were playing that, where Tracy Lawrence had a wealth of hits. Josh had one song.
Oh, boy.
And the whole crowd's wondering the same thing. But Tracy came out and just blew it out of the water.
Right.
Best show ever, Greeley Stampede. Nothing comes close to Def Leppard. Def Leppard's performance at the Stampede, best show I've ever seen. And I've seen Def Leppard several times as well.
Right.
But that night, that crowd, that magic, that once-in-a-lifetime kind of vibe happened that night. And I knew people who worked for Def Leppard who told me that afterwards, as they, you know, were continuing on with life over the next couple of months, that they brought up that night in Greeley.
Really?
And what an incredible crowd that was. So there's my number one.
What? Do you mind me asking what year that was? Do you remember?
Do you mind me not remembering?
I've kind of figured that. Yeah, I should have been paying attention to that and been doing some quick research here.
Yeah, it's been quite a spell since they were there. But that was, and I'll bet you we might get a response or two that agree with that one.
Yeah, 2003? Does that sound about right?
That wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah, it was 2003. Yeah, Def Leppard played Cheyenne Frontier Days in 07, but they played the Greeley Stampede in 2002, excuse me. 2002, 2003 area there.
It was incredible.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And there have been, you know, I mean, Poison played at the Greeley Stampede. I mean, there's been a lot of the big names that have come through here. So we want to know with what we've got a former Greeley Stampede artist joining us today at 9:05. Let's talk about what is the greatest performance that you've seen at the Greeley Stampede. And there have been some incredible ones. There have been some incredible ones throughout the years. So let's
no doubt
go down memory lane here because it's going to be a lot of fun. So comment on Facebook at Good Morning NoCo. What is the best concert you've ever seen at the Greeley Stampede? That's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. You can text us 888-530-0043. And I'm sure people are going to throw some out that we're going to be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, no question. That's why I love having the Happy Life Gardens poll question.
Yeah, it is fun. So go and comment, sound off on this one. What's the best concert you've ever seen at the Greeley Stampede? 6:34 the time. Now you are listening to Good Morning NoCo. .636 the time in the Aloe Fiber Studios. HVAC guy texting in this morning. Metallica. Oh, wait, that never happened, but it should.
That's another fever dream?
Yeah, another fever dream. Yeah, I think that's right. I would watch a Metallica concert at the Greeley Stampede.
Oh, hell yeah, but more fun would be watching the crowd.
Yes.
Metallica concert.
Correct.
Greeley Stampede.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's go to the Clearwater Products hotline right now where we've got the Lawnster on the line. Lonnie, good morning, my friend.
How you doing, everybody?
Hey, everybody doing good, Lonnie.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that, man.
When did you come from Jamaica? When did that happen, Lonnie? I don't remember Lonnie Marley.
Hey, you know what? You'd be amazed where I come through in the morning.
I can't believe it.
Well, have you been to the Greeley Stampede before, Lonster?
I have never been to the Greeley Stampede.
Yeah?
We got to change that.
You know what? We're going to have to maybe do something on that for sure.
Yeah, you need to eat a funnel cake and then jump on one of those rides that shoot you up in the air really fast and sometimes you come back.
Hey, if you do, you better have 911 on standby.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I'll eat your funnel cake since you're no longer with us after that.
Thanks.
Have you been to any concerts, Lonnie?
You know what? The only concerts I've been to is when they do some of the local concerts here in Loveland.
Yeah?
Okay, you'll go out and check some of those out, maybe the music in the park or something?
Yeah, something like that, for
sure.
Or
probably a marching band from a high school during a halftime of some sporting event that you're attending.
You know what? That works right there, too.
There you go.
But I'll tell you, I'll throw one concert that I thought was pretty good, though.
What's that?
Ronnie Millsap.
Yeah, Ronnie puts on a really good show. I saw him up in Cheyenne many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, yeah. Monster. Hey, appreciate the call this morning, my friend.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Take care, man.
There you go. There's the Monster right there. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, fun fact.
Fun fact for you.
Yeah, Ronnie Millsap played with Elvis.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is kind of a fun fact.
Yeah,
but stay in your own lane. I want to say thanks to Water Pros. We have nanoplastics in bottled water, microplastics in our rain, snow, and our water resources, pharmaceutical chemicals in our water supply as well. Now more than ever do we need to pay attention to the quality of the water we drink. Oh, yeah, did I mention we have the forever chemicals in our water, too? I know. We have those forever chemicals, man. It's crazy. The more science and the more studies that come out on this, just how much that we don't know about what we consume in our water, the water that we drink, the water that we shower with, the water that we wash our hands with, just how much is in there. There's one place to go if you want a little bit more peace of mind and to make sure you're getting the most purified water there is, and that's Water Pros. WaterPros.net. That's WaterPros.net, or call them 303-862-5554. That's 303-862-5554. Hey, 640 the time now. We'll find out what day it is on the other side, but first, bottom of the hour news and weather center.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
And now, Good Morning NoCo Theater presents...
What day is it today?
Today is Wednesday, April 17th. It is Hump Day. It is also National Crawfish Day today.
I don't know about crawfish.
Not sure either.
I can honestly say I've never done it.
I don't think I've been to a crawfish boil either.
I've had people eating them around me.
Yeah, I know our producer Angel, growing up down in Alabama, has positive things to say about crawfish. So I wouldn't be afraid to try it. I'll just say that I would not be afraid to try crawfish.
Does it have any similar taste to lobster or texture or shrimp? Either of those?
Yeah, I mean it's a shellfish type, and it's usually a little spicier depending on what you're putting into it, but. Yeah, I'd say it's more of a southern type of dish.
Yeah, it looks good. You put it in there with the corn on the cob, man. Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, a Cajun boil. Doesn't that look fantastic when it's got everything thrown in there together?
Yeah, fun fact, importing crawfish now not illegal in the state of Colorado as of this year. There's a fun fact for you, Brian. Check yourself. It's National Cheese Ball Day today. I love a good cheese ball.
I think they're fantastic, like the ones rolled in nuts.
Any of them. There's so many.
I like the port wine ones, the ones that have that red wine running through it.
No, I don't know if I've ever had one of those.
It's so good.
Yeah, very good. All right, enjoy cheese ball today. It is National Banana Day as well today.
Cheese balls and banana.
And crawfish.
All right. It's an interesting
meal very
waiting to happen.
Particular with the bananas that I consume.
And they got to have a certain color?
Yeah. Yeah. I would prefer my banana too ripe than even a little bit of black on it.
Oh, you mean too. You mean
right. not ripe. Not ripe. Yeah, I'd rather it be not ripe yet than.
Oh, no. Give me some brown spots over the green. That green tastes just. Earthy.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
No, because you make banana bread. Bananas get more flavor as they as they go.
I can't do the mush. I can't do the mush. I'm a big texture guy. Can't do the mush.
You even say the word banana, my daughter-in-law starts to choke.
Really?
Oh, and if she sees one and the texture, everything, we can make her puke just by using bananas.
I love that so much. Please invite me over next time she's up.
I will.
It is, hey, sport, where are you at? It's National Haiku Poetry Day today.
Haiku Poetry Day.
Yeah.
Sport, yeah, work on one by the end of the show.
What are you doing, sport? You're slacking already. We're 48 minutes into a show. It is also National Ellis Island Family History Day. One of the coolest things I've been able to do in life is go to Ellis Island and see all of the names from the people who immigrated over, and it is a very, very unique feeling that you get at Ellis Island. But each year on April 17th, National Ellis Island Family History Day encourages families to explore their ancestry and discover family who immigrated through Ellis Island. Hmm. So if you haven't got the chance yet, I highly recommend getting out there and checking that out.
That is a trip I'd love to take out to the East Coast. I haven't really done the New York thing.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
And would love to do it once.
Once. Yeah. Yeah. I want to get back out there. I want to go with my dad at some point.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Are you filming it?
Yeah. There's just something about it, man. It's because it's so opposite of where we came from and where we live that it's very cool. You got to get about halfway pissed off to walk down the street, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. We got to New York because it was on one of those trips. It was going into my freshman year of high school. First time I got my phone because I was going to New York, and then we went to Gettysburg, and we went to all these other. Washington, D.C. We went to all these really cool places. But we fly in, travel by bus, we jump off at New York, we go in, spend the night or whatever. I'm sitting there, I'm like, my baggage didn't get delivered to my room.
Oh, no.
There was me and a bunch of the teachers who left their bag. We didn't do it. They just didn't unload it off of the bus that got shipped back to New Jersey. So it wasn't until the next day. So think about middle school. You're going through some changes. I was borrowing deodorant, man. I was borrowing hair gel.
I was just
trying to not look like I was in the same clothes as the day before, but I was. So, all right, celebrity birthdays. I'm really bamboozled on what to set the line at here today. I'm going to go 7.5. So it's a tough list from what I know. We'll see what Brian knows here. Sean Bean turned 65.
Game of Thrones.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Liz Phair turns 57.
Yeah, she's a musician.
Yes, she is. This gal, she's been in an ad that I've been getting on one of my streaming services. Drives me crazy. Hi, you probably know me from my other job.
Jennifer Garner.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, my God, dude. She's talking about like all the capital. So I had to Google, does she own a private jet? Does she even go to airports? I didn't find an answer. Victoria Beckham turns 50.
Posh Spice.
Sure.
Of the Spice Girls, married to David Beckham.
I didn't know she was part of the Spice Girls.
Yes.
Fun fact for me. Rooney Mara turns 39.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't think you would.
Okay.
excuse me. More celebrity birthdays today. David Bradley is 82.
Don't know.
David Bradley was also from Game of Thrones, 82 years old today. Jan Hammer is 76.
Yeah, it's Jan Hammer.
Jan?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it might be Jan.
Don't correct me and then not know.
The Miami Vice theme and a bunch of things like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Olivia Hussey is 73.
Yeah, she's an actress.
From?
A long time ago.
From? I need you to give
me a lot of
something,
movies,
Brian.
From the 50s and 60s. I'm not going to be able to name a specific film.
We're going to sit here.
Okay.
We're going to sit here.
All right. What do you want me to make one? Okay. She was in the Bridge Over River Kwai.
She was in Romeo and Juliet.
Duh.
Yeah. All right. Clark Peters.
No.
Is 72. Africa.
Who is Clark Peters?
From Treme? Trim?
Okay.
Trim?
Right.
Trim?
Okay.
Africa Bambaataa.
Africa Bambaataa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did they put a K there instead of a C? I don't like that.
I know, but that's
that sounds
the way
more like paprika.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. What? How do you know them?
Isn't it a dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a musician.
Yeah, rapper, 67 years old today. Joel Murray is 62.
No idea.
From Dharma and Greg and the artist. Maynard James Keenan.
No.
The singer of Tool and the... Layla Rokin. Or Rokan. Or Rochin. Or Reconnaissant.
Recognizant. Is there anybody you've...
R-O-C-H-O-N?
Oh, that, no.
Okay, 6 years old. William, dude,
this is terrible.
Mapother?
Smith?
Mapother? Mapother? Mapothoris Rex? William Mapother from Lost is 59. Leslie Bega is 57.
Didn't they sing Mambo Number 5?
No. She was an actress on The Sopranos, 57. Henry Ian Cusick is 57.
No.
Yeah, from Lost.
No.
Kimberly Elise is 57.
No.
Redman is 54.
Yeah, with Method. Wasn't it Method and Redman?
They've got him as a rapper actor, Redman.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that one. All right, calm down. Lindsay Corman. Is 46.
No.
From All My Children. Tate Ellington.
No.
Is 45 from The Brave or Quantico. Charlie Huffheimer.
No.
Is 43 from 24 Legacy.
These are dumb.
D.D. Davis.
Dumb.
Is 28.
No.
From The Bernie Mac Show.
No.
That's it.
Yeah, that's rough.
Seven. You're one short.
Well, if you'd give me Olivia Hussey, I got it.
No. There she had no films in the... in the 50s, so the first film that she was in was in 1977. I don't know, man. You don't get her because I don't even know who the hell she is, and I looked her up. All right, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's get the latest in the cattle market report.
Welcome back in. Wrapping up hour number one of Good Morning NoCo. Coming up for you yet this morning, man, we have a great show for you. Robin Varelman will join us from Livestock Exchange. Coming up in the next hour, also, we'll have news for Northern Colorado. Also going to be talking to Ann Hutchison, the president and CEO of the Fort Collins Chamber of Commerce in the 8 o'clock hour, and country star Chris Jansen at 9. We've got a full boat for you on Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 and 1310. KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.